Today's gospel offers us a gentle, powerful reassurance from Jesus. Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and I will come to them and make our home with them. What a promise that the living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell with us, not in grand cathedrals or moments of strength alone, but right here in the ordinary lives of faithful people. People like you and me. People like this church. And today this promise comes at just the right time. We gather on this sixth Sunday of Easter not only to worship, but to prepare for our annual church meeting. Some might say it's just paperwork and elections, but we know better, don't we? It's a moment of truth, a time to look honestly at the year that's gone by and to ask, what have we carried and what have we dropped and how is God still working among us here? And let's be honest, the past year has been hard. Volunteers are few. Energy sometimes runs low. Our pews may not be as full as they once were. We have in many ways marked time. And yet, here we are. Still gathering, still praying, still listening to God's word. That in itself is no small thing. In fact, it is everything. In John's gospel, Jesus knows his disciples are anxious. He's preparing them for his departure. He doesn't give them easy answers. But instead he gives them the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Comforter, the one who teaches and reminds and strengthens. And Jesus says, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. This isn't the peace of an absence of trouble. It is the peace of God's presence in the middle of it. The peace of the Holy Spirit, gently keeping us afloat when we feel like sinking. And that's what we need. Not more stress or guilt, but God's peace to carry us forward. We are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us, and not just with us, but within us. In our first reading today, we met Lydia, a woman who listens. That's all. She listens. But Scripture says that the Lord opened her heart. And because she listened, her whole household was baptized, and the gospel took root in a new land. My friend, you may feel like you are just a listener, just a person who prays quietly in the pew. But never underestimate what God can do through an open heart. Lydia shows us open heart. One open heart, open to God, is enough to start a movement. And then in Revelation, we glimpse the end of the story, the New Jerusalem, a city where God himself is the light and where the tree of life bears fruit in every season. There's no night there, no fear, no tiredness. Friends, that is our hope. And it's not a fantasy, it's God's promise. It is where we're going. So we walk by faith now, even if our steps are a little slow. So as we prepare for the APCM today, let us hold all of this together. Yes, the church may be tired in some ways. Yes, there are few volunteers. Yes, we wonder what the future holds. But here is what we know. The Lord is still making his home among us. The Holy Spirit is still our comforter. And every small act of kindness, every conversation, every time a cup of tea is made, or a hymn is sung, or a candle is lit, that matters. Perhaps we cannot do everything, but like Lydia, we can open our hearts and say, come, Lord, make your home here. And perhaps someone today is being nudged by the Holy Spirit to say yes, maybe to a new role, maybe to a new step, or simply to keep going. If that's you, don't be afraid. His peace is for you too. So today, let's not focus on what we cannot do. Let's celebrate what God is doing and trust what he will continue to do here and throughout the world. Amen.